Hello, podcast family. Welcome to another moment with me here in Parenting Corner. Here in Parenting Corner, we discuss salient issues in parenting and offer advice on godly parenting. I remain your host, Oluwakpelumi Janet. On this week's episode of Parenting Corner, I really want to talk on the types of parenting. And I'll be taking it as a series. And so today we'll be talking on the first kind of parenting, which is permissive parenting. You know, there are several parents out there who keep having children with no intentional way of training and raising them up. Especially in this part of the world where many people keep having children and all that, there are several people that do not have concrete plans for child training. And the question that keeps coming to my mind is, why bring children into the world when you have no plan on raising them? You know, this they will see several children with several characters, unacceptable behavior, and things are not really going on well because many parents have neglected the responsibility and the assignment that has been given unto them to raise up their children in the way of the Lord. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So many parents have neglected this fact, and they just raise their children in permissive way. They do not care about the training of their children. They do not bother about the outcome of the acceptable behavior their child is displaying. So permissive parenting is one thing we want to discuss today. And then, how do you know a permissive parent? For a permissive parent, anything goes for the child. You know, the child is free to do whatever he or she likes. The child has freedom to do whatever he or she likes over responsibility. So I'm not saying that you should bother down with your children, but we're saying that make your child more responsible. Give them some forms of responsibility, not just freedom all the time. So there's some parents that just give their children freedom all the time. The child can make whatever decision he or she likes with no consequence at all. That is a sign of permissive parenting. In permissive parenting, so the child does not have, the parents they don't have any firm or concrete discipline plan. The children are not corrected when they do anything. There's no monitoring. They can go anywhere they want. They can make any decision, like I said earlier, like they want. There's no follow-up on the child's behavior. You can imagine what will come out of such kind of children. The parents avoid discipline them, avoid talking to them. And in permissive parenting, the child is more independent. They make choices. The parents are not able to say no to them because they feel they don't want to upset their children. So they find it difficult to say no to their child. So the children always take advantage of this habit of their parent, of this weakness, so to say, of their parents. They avoid giving rules and responsibilities. The parents are lax. They make little or no attempt to control or correct their kids. So these are attributes of permissive parenting. So now, it has its disadvantage. In fact, it has a larger disadvantage than several other types of parenting. You know, research has shows that permissive parenting leads to many negative outcomes. Children raised by permissive parents always tend to lack self-discipline. They can't really discipline themselves because they've always enjoyed so much freedom. So when it comes to a point where they have to discipline themselves, they have issues with self-discipline. They are always demanding because they've always had their way. So they're always demanding, and it would have been better, I would say, if it's limited to their parents. But these kinds of children, when they get to the society, when they get to the classroom, when they get to anywhere, they feel they should have their way at all times, and then somehow they inconvenience other children. They're demanding, they are bossy over their colleagues, they are lazy, and they do not push for the best because they've always had things easy. So they really find it difficult to push for the best. They show more aggression, they are more aggressive than others because they always want to have their way. They have less emotional understanding because, for instance, now you always ask everything from your parent and you always receive it. So you don't really want to understand when you're in a situation in which somebody else is trying to explain that I cannot meet your demand. So they have less understanding and they develop unhealthy habits because they really have no restraint. They cannot put a check on themselves. So when these people become adults, it becomes an issue for them to be committed to responsibilities, to be committed to achieve goals, to be committed to do things, except some few of them that probably decided on their own to come out of this kinds of habits. They may be less academically motivated. They are always unruly, that they're unruly kind of children because they can scatter things, they can do things anyhow because everything goes in their own. Permissive parenting is not the way to go. Like I said earlier, the Bible says train up a child in the way he should go. God has given you as parents the first responsibility of raising your children and of forming positive behavior in your child. Don't leave this to the church or school. There are some parents who do not raise their children up, and then they leave it to the church or school, and you hear them saying, what is the school doing? Or what is the church going doing? And I think I'm taking him to church. I'm taking her to church. She should have changed. She should have done that. Parenting, the first person that should be responsible for raising his or her child is the parents, the mother and the father. You are responsible for the training of your child. Correct your children when you need to. Read on how to raise them. Maybe you are weak, personality based, you are kind of weak. Read on how to raise your children. Listen to podcasts like this on how to raise your children. You know, you cannot afford to talk with the destiny of your child by ignoring to train them. Much lies on the home in the raising of the child. Much lies on your shoulder in the raising of your child. Be more stricter, follow them through, make penalties for breaking the rules, and take hold of your home. The responsibility is yours. And God, like I always say, is depending on you. And the society too is depending on you. In the schools, we are depending on parents to raise their children the way to, because many of these children, they give headaches to educators because they feel everything should go and the world should revolve around them. So many things is depending on you as a parent to raise your child the right way. You don't want to fail God, most importantly. And if you are weak in this aspect, God is always available, is always there for you. You could always depend on his help to raise your children. I hope you've learned one or two things from today's podcast. Until I come again your way next week as we continue on this series, do have a splendid weekend. Bye.